A big picture look at the tornado's aftermath in Mayfield now with Chris Kenning, who reports for the Louisville Courier-Journal. Chris, would you tell us what is around you now, what you're seeing?
Sure. The Mayfield's downtown has been utterly decimated. The courthouse has been torn apart, most of the businesses, the fire station, and when you look down through the neighborhoods, you can just see block after block of destruction.
You wrote a pretty harrowing piece over the weekend after you did interviews with people in Mayfield. Could you tell us about some of those you spoke with and what you heard from them?
I spoke with some of the survivors of one of the places where the tornado hit the hardest. It was a candle factory that the night that the tornado hit had about 110 people working inside. And it just tore the place apart, collapsed, I talked to a woman who had been sheltering in a bathroom, and everything just collapsed around her, and was able to finally crawl out with a couple of others, and saw coworkers, you know, perish kind of in front of her eyes. It was really shaken up.
How did she describe what happened when the tornado came through?
You know, she said that they got warning and they were taken to an area of shelter. And she and a couple other people had said that the sound, the intensity of the sound started increasing. There was a loud boom, and then suddenly the place just started coming apart, and the ceiling and roof fell on top of them. There were heavy barrels of chemicals. There were concrete. There was steel. And she told me that she could hear screams that she just couldn't get out of her head.
So right now, there's the physical work of clearing down trees, also trying to help people who are still unaccounted for. And then there's the problem of restoring cell service. What kind of help is coming to a place like Mayfield that was so hard hit?
A lot of people I spoke with that were just grateful to have survived the tornado, now, a few days later, are starting to see another battle unfolding. Much of the town still lacks water, electricity, gas. The natural gas was turned off because of leaks. And the weather had turned cold, getting very cold at night. Some people are heading to shelters. Some people are heading to motels. Yesterday, the FEMA director was in town promising a flood of new aid, both long-term housing and short-term aid. But for a lot of these families, it's going to be a really tough next few weeks.
Tough to find shelter, tough just to get through, or what?
Yes. We talked to families that are hunkering down in the shells of their homes. One man was running a cord out to his car for power, and they were getting water to bathe with from their water heater. But aid is coming in more and more. There's government agencies. There's a lot of aid groups that are coming in. People are driving in from other states just to help clean up. And so it's a close-knit, small, close-knit town, and people are pulling together.
Just wonder, I don't know if you're from that area, Chris, but what it's like to cover it now.
It's really pretty intense. I've covered it several other tornadoes and hurricanes in my days. But when I drove into Mayfield from Louisville, where I live, it just floored me. I mean, the devastation, it really did look like a war zone.
Well, we wish everyone there the best that can be. And thank you very much, Chris Kenning, Louisville Courier-Journal. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lisa.